The boy sits on the tarmac, knees drawn up to his chin, his feet crammed into scuffed black school shoes as he stares at the ground between them. Across the playground, he hears the whoops and cries of the other kids at break time, charging about inanely as they shriek and scream in a steam-releasing chorus. He doesn't need to let off steam. What a waste that would be. He likes to let it build up, to simmer inside until he feels his brain swell and his nerves jump. Nothing gives him more pleasure than feeling the twist in his guts, the pressure behind his eyes as his body builds and tenses. Why, he's not sure, but he knows, as certain as those two insects scuttling between his feet, that he's not going to play tag or football or swap trading cards like the others. That's for babies, and he's not a baby. No way. He hates this school, wants to burn it down. The other kids have barely spoken to him since he started a few weeks ago. Things were fine when it was just him and his mum at their old place, their old life, without Griff or his new baby sister. He wipes the back of his hand under one eye. Something is making it water, making his vision blurry as he stares at the iridescent beetle waddling one way, then back the other. He puts out a grubby finger, stopping the bug in his tracks, wanting it to meet the ladybird. He doesn't know if beetles eat ladybirds for lunch, but he hopes so. A thud resonates through his head as a football hits the wall next to him. He hates that he flinches. He can't help it, and also doesn't like that the fat kid from two classes above him lumbers over to fetch the ball, panting, sweating through his pale blue shirt. His tie is knotted short, his trousers hanging low on bulging hips.
Idiot,
the older kid spits down at him, laughing. Picking up the ball, he draws back his foot as if he's about to launch it at his thigh, but thinks better of it at the sound of the teacher's voice. Instead, the big kid flobs on the ground, narrowly missing him, before striding off with the ball tucked under his arm.
Fat fucker,
the boy yells back in his head, imagining his foot sticking out to trip the other kid up, his nose bloody when he hits the ground, everyone laughing at him. But that's not real life. Not how it goes for him. He wipes his eye again as the feeling grows. Steam. More steam building as he turns his attention back to the insects. Not real life. Not yet, he thinks, fighting the tears, clamping his teeth together.
Go on. Don't be afraid,
he whispers to the ladybird as she spreads her wings, showing a petticoat of wonder beneath her black and red coat. He had no idea. Didn't realize she had so many delicate layers, each one vulnerable and fragile. Not like the beetle, he thinks, marveling at the shiny green and blue of his armor plating, making him appear metallic. Invincible. Just how he wants to be. He uses a twig to coax his new pets closer together. They're a good distraction from his thoughts. The thoughts that pound the inside of his head from the moment he wakes up until the moment he struggles for sleep, trying to block out the noises coming from his mum and Griff's room.
Maybe you'll be my friends,
he says under his breath, rummaging in his pocket in case that old tic-tac container is still there to put them in.
'Cause I haven't got no others,
he whispers, his shoulders slumping forward. Something in his eye again. And that's when he's aware of a shadow. A presence looming over him, blocking out the sun from his private corner of the playground. He sees two tatty trainers on the ground in front of him, the grimy laces thickly knotted with no hope of ever being undone, and the once white plastic a muddy brown. Hanging down over the trainers are grey school trousers, their hems frayed and crusted with mud. Before he knows what's happening, one of the feet lifts up and stamps down hard on the tarmac where the insects have just met. He feels the involuntary gasp in his throat, shuddering as his nerves fire jolts through his body. He's never felt pressure like it. Then the foot lifts up again, and he can hardly believe that the flattened ladybird and beetle had so much stuff inside them. So much ugly stuff. It feels as if his brain is letting off fireworks.